A man who's accusing a prominent businessman of fondling him in bed says he secretly recorded one of the man's associates trying to bribe him with $15,000. The accused, who has name suppression, is charged with 3 counts of indecent assault and 2 of perverting the course of justice. Jordan Bond has been in the High Court in Auckland, and a warning: some details in his report are distressing.
This complainant is the 3rd to take the stand to accuse the businessman of indecent assault. He was staying at the prominent man's property and doing some work for him in 2016. He had food poisoning late one night and went to sleep in his room when he heard knocking at the door.
He then entered my room. I was thinking, okay, he's just going to help me settle into bed. And then he's like praying that he leaves. He then pulls the sheet, climbs over me and places himself against the wall. He then spoons me from behind and embraces me.
He said the accused started touching his penis and touching his body, saying, "Let me caress you."
And so I was able to elbow him from behind where he was, jab him, punch him, push him out of the way to get up out of the bed.
The accused left and the man started vomiting again and he was taken to hospital. It was there he told a nurse what happened, who arranged for the police to speak with him early the next morning. The man never returned to the businessman's house, not even to get his clothes. 6 months later, as a result of this man's allegations, the businessman was charged. Shortly after, the complainant caught up with a mutual friend of both his and the accused's.
He started almost like talking in riddles, or he was talking in code. I thought, okay, well, I think he might be trying to convince me to change my story. My intuition was like, you need to record this conversation because something's going to happen.
And here is part of the recording played to the jury today, recorded surreptitiously on his phone. In it, we hear a man talking about the complainant withdrawing, dissolving his allegation.
Dissolve it, get rid of it, let's get you started on this career, and let me ascertain some funds from at some point, which won't be hard. I'm not sure you've heard. That's why I get rid of yours, and I shall do the rest.
It appears the person in the recording offered the complainant access to a lawyer.
Well, you made the accusation, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, if you want to withdraw it, that's your job.
The word blackmail was mentioned in phrases like "things could come out" and "the people up there do crush people." The complainant said he felt threatened, that there could be retaliation if he didn't withdraw the complaint. The Crown Prosecutor, Simon Foote, QC, asked about a check mentioned during the secret recording.
And then when says, "then that will clear and you can use it," what's he referring to there?
He's referring to a check. It was made out to me.
And how much was the check for?
$15,000.
What did he do with the check at this point of your conversation?
He put it on the table and slid it forward to me.
The accused sat silently in the dock. The trial before a jury in Justice Venning continues. Ngā tuiti ko te mātua i Tāmaki Makaurau for Checkpoint, Jordan Bond.